Okay, today's daf is Erevin daf Chaf Aleph, and we're going to talk about the seriousness of Dinim Durabanan, which the Gemara here emphasizes based on Psukim. The Gemara tells us on Chaf Aleph Mabeis here towards the beginning of the second parak of Meseches Erevin. Amalei Rav Chisa Humi Durabanan. The Rav Chisa said to the Rabbanan that was being Mesader Agadata Kamei. Mishamilecha Chadashim Gam Yishanim Mahu. They're talking about what Chadashim and Yishanim are. Have you heard, based on the Pasuk mentioned earlier in the Gemara from Bashir Ashirim, the old and the new? What is that referring to? So Amalei, he says, it's referring to Mitzvahs Kalos and Mitzvahs Chamuros. Amalei v'chi Torah pa'amim pa'amim nitna. Has the Torah been given at various times that you say Kalos and Chamuros is referring to the Torah itself? It's an important Maariv Chayis here, not for now. But the Gemara answers, Ella, you're right. Halalu midivrei Torah. The old refers to divrei Torah, v'halalu midivrei Sofrim. And the new refers to divrei Sofrim, the dinim, the Rabbanan. Rashi, Chadoshim, Shenishadshu, Becholdor, Vador, Ligdor, Geder, Visyag. Those new halachas that are made in every generation for a Geder and a Siyag. The Gemara continues. Darash Rava, Maidechsev, Yoser, Mehema, Bnihi, Zoher, Aso, Svarim, Harbe, He, Zoher, Bedivrei, Sofrim, Yoser, Midivrei, Torah. Be very careful with Divrei, Sofrim, Dinan, Rabbanan, even more than Divrei, Torah. Shedivrei, Torah, Yeshbein, Asev, Alosa, say. Divrei Torah have assays and los assays, and if I violate, I don't violate. Yeah, some of them don't have a chiyah misa, but divrei sofrim, overall divrei sofrim chiyah misa. Anyone who violates divrei sofrim is chiyah misa, as the pasuk says. Rashi quotes, "Uporis gather yishchenu nachash." Shema Tomer Mishpahem Mamish b'bnei malo nechtevu. Ah, you might say, if they're so important, why didn't Hashem command them? Amar Kraso Sfarim Harbe Ein Kates. Right, there'll be no end. There'll be no end. Again, a separate topic, but that's not for us now. But the Gemara says that we have to be more careful about Divrei Torah in a certain sense than we do a Divrei Sofrim than Divrei Torah. The Gemara continues, Kalamalag al Divrei Chachamim Nidam Betzor Rosachas, terrible of people who do not take Dinim Durabanan seriously. So let's talk about the chiv of listening to the Rabbanan, which we've spoken about in the past, but specifically this Gemara, about how it's worse to violate a Durabanan than a Daraisa. First of all, let's review what is the source for listening to the Rabbanan. The source for the Rabbanan making laws is Asu Mishmeres L'Mishmarti, Asu Mishmeres L'Mishmarti. They're allowed to make laws. But what is the source for our having to listen to the Dinim Durabanan? So that is a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam says in Sefer HaMitzvos and in the beginning of Hilchas Mamrim in Sefer Shoftim that the halacha is based on Lo Sasur, the Isser Durabanan, the Isser Daraisa of turning away from the rabbis and via Sisa, Kachol HaShayorucha, following them. The Rambam says all Dinim Durabanan are included in that. Call me She'eno Ose. We'll start from the beginning. Bezen HaGaldo Shebi Yerushalayim. Heim Iker Torah Sheval Peh. Heim Amud HaHo Ra'ah. They are the pillar of Psak. Umehem. Umehem Chok Umishpa Yotzei L'chol Yisrael. And from them, all law goes out to all of Israel. V'aleim Efticha Torah. And about them, the Torah promises, Al Pi HaTorah She'yarucha V'al HaMishpa She'yom L'cha Ta'aseh. So mitzvahs aseh, you have to follow them. V'al HaMamin B'moshe Rabbeinu U'visoraso. Chayav lismoch maisa hadas aleihem ulihi shayin aleihem. Anyone who believes in Moshe Rabbeinu and his Torah has to rely on their religion, ulihi shayin, lean on them and rely on them. Good. V'chol she'eino oseh barasan, and whoever does not, over belosa say violates the losa say shenemar losaser mikol davar she'yagidu lecha, don't turn from everything that they tell you. There's no Malkus on this law, because it's a law Shanita and Lashon Mises Bezdin, says the Rambam, connected to Zakin Mamre. But then the Rambam says, Echad Varim Shalom Duo Sami Pi Ashmua, Beim Torah Shabal Peh. Whether there is Torah Shabal Peh, Vechad Varim Shalom Duo Sami Pi Daitan Ba'achas Ben Amidos, Shatar Dedreshes Bohen. Both of those are really Dinim Da'araisa, that the Rabbanan told us. Vi Echad Varim Sha'asu Osan Siag La Torah. Wow, siyogim. Lefi masha shatzricha, v'im gzeros v'atakanos v'hamin hagos. Mikol echad ve'echad mishloshet v'ramelu, mitzvot haseh l'shmo alahen. Items that they received in the Mesorah, Teresh Val Peh, items they darshan with Yudgim Omidos, and Dinim Durabanan. All of them is a chiyav to listen to. V'over alachas mehen, over below saseh. Harei omer apiel Torah sheyarucha elu gzeros v'atakanos v'hamin hagos, sheyor behem l'rabim kedev l'chazek hadas, ulesakin ha'olam. The mitzvahs that they make in order to strengthen religion and to fix the world. L'chazek adas l'sakin olam. V'yala mishpat ha'she'omer l'cha ta'aseh, d'varim sh'lamdu ha'sam min adin, v'chulu, and the Rambam continues where it has come from. That's the Rambam Rambam clear, lo, sasur, and kachol, asher, yorucha. The Ramban famously argues on the Rambam, and the Ramban says that no, that all didin drabanim are not included in lo sasur, because after all, then what would you do about, then every drabanim is really daraisa, every time you violate. And therefore, what about the principle of savi drabanim lakula, savi daraisa lachumra? So the Ramban says, I don't think that is the source for having to listen to the Rabbanan. What is the source? Rather, the Ramban doesn't really tell us. So if you look at Rabbi Chanan in the Kuntros Devei Sofrim, in the second volume of Kovitz Shiurim, he says, V'tema Gedola, this is Os Tezvav, V'tema Gedola, Lomar Kein, Dimkein, Me'eza Tam, Anu Chayavim L'Shmolehen. So what's the source? If it's not based on Losasser, why do we have to listen to the Rabbanan? V'shlo Lavra al Devrayim, Achari Shein Anu Shum Tzivi B'Torah al Zeh, Lo Mikra, Lo Mi'alacha, Lo Mi'svara. Right, why do we have to listen to them? So, again, it might be, you might say, well, it's inherent in the law of their making laws, right? You're going to say they can make laws, but we don't have to listen to them, so what's the purpose of making the laws, right? It's obvious, if they have the power to make laws, so then we have a chiyuv to listen to them. And that's somewhat what, like Rabbi Chanan says, v'taymo shel davar, pashut misvara. If the Torah says something, then obviously it is important for us to follow if the Torah emphasizes. We know that the Rabbanan were mechavein to the das of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to call on himsoam nivru la'asas b'son konem, v'chopol Hashem l'maneyu. And therefore we know it's obvious. It's what we would call Ratzon Hashem. It's what we would call the fifth Shulchan Aruch. And he says that's the pasuk in Yirmiyah and the Targum. The pasuk in Yirmiyah in Perek Yotes says, Uvanu es bamos habal, lisrof es b'neim ba'esh alos labal. They're giving their karbanos to the Baal. Asher lo tzivisi, v'lo dibarti, v'lo olsa alibi. Three phrases. Hashem says, I never commanded this, I never spoke about this, and it never went up in my mind. So Targum says, Lo pakadis bo raisi, velo shlachis biad avdai nevi'ai, velo rava kadamai. What does that mean? I didn't command it in my Torah, I didn't send it amongst the through the Nevi'im, and it's not my ratzon. So what are those? So says Rabbi Chanan, because of them, Mephorash ki shlosha chelke Torah, hanikra tzivui, hanikra dibur, she'en ala vlo tzivui vlo dibur, ala ratzon Hashem belvad, v'im komisus d'rabbanan. And that's what we have to do, that's why we have to listen to the Rabbanan. It's obviously ratzon Hashem that we listen to the Rabbanan, and therefore, that is the source, really based on Svara. Again, that's a big topic, maybe the Ritva in Meseches Rosh Hashanah relates to this as well, Daf Tezayin, about Asmachta. But again, that is the background, part one. So now let's get back to our question from today's Daf. The Gemara says here again, be careful b'divrei sofrim yoser midivrei Torah. Be even more careful about divrei sofrim. Should divrei Torah has ases and los ases, and they not all get misa. And divrei sofrim, call the overall divrei sofrim chayim misa. So what exactly is the message, and how does that work? How does that work? So the Rishon, if you look in the Shari Tshuva and the Ran, Rabbeinu Yonah and the Ran, Rabbeinu Shari Tshuva is in Gimel Hey, and the Drushas Haran is in Drushas Zion. They say very similar ideas. Why is it worse? Why is it worse? What does that reflect? That's their issue. Says the Shari Tshuva, Hata halo l'chaladas. If somebody violates the din drabanan, ki tekal mitzvasam be'enav. Why do you violate a drabanan and not a daraisa? It must be that the rabbanan's words are light in your eyes. Lo me'hiskaber yitzro alav. It's not because you have a taiva. Your eyes have been weakened from seeing the importance of their words. You don't feel bound by the all of their words. After all, it's not in the Torah. And overall, divrei Torah, asher nafshu maralo, v'nakopafana, v'yirav yetzerlo, ki yasenu yisrolachto. Oh, we won't violate the Torah. Okay, we have a taiva, we have a yetzahara. We can't control ourselves. So what can we do? Some things are worse, some things are better. But here, this is worse because it's an attitudinal issue. It's that we don't respect and honor the words of the Rabbanan at all. That's the problem here. Says the Ran also, in Drosh Shvi'i, Dibra Maschel Vahatshuba Bazeh. Right here, or right before that. Hey, Refsha, over our same in a Torah, lo yischai misa. If you over a lechem and a lavim, lo yischai ki malchus arboim. If you a bitul asay is nothing, a lav is often malchus, but over a lechem yashvusim chai misa. What does that mean? Vachuba bazeh says the Ran. Ki Yisrael ha over al divrei Torah mitzada she yitkefenu ya yetzer, yonish kemish b'dei Torah. Okay, you violated the yetzahara, and you'll get punished. Aval over al divrei chachamim. Acher heyoso shomer divrei Torah lo yizem itolas hayetzer bitkifaso. If you're keeping the Torah, it's not because of the yitzhara. Avo misada bizayon v'lachin yischayem misa. It's the bizayon and the attitude that you have, the zilzal of the chachamim. That's the problem by violating only dinim drabanan, and therefore that is the pshat of this gemara. Number one. Number two. There is another fascinating idea by the Maharal Miprag, the Maharal in Be'er HaGola, Be'er HaRishon, Oz Gimel, in the Rabbi Hartman edition, Oz Gimel. So he says there as follows. He quotes the same question of the Rishonim. Ech davar zeh efshar shia yoser nisar midivrei sofer mishia nisar midivrei Torah. So he quotes, well, what's the source? What is the conceptual source for Dinim Daraisa? Where does it come from? Which universe does it come from? And which universe do the Rabbanans come from? Kfar Amanu, ki gzeiras chachamim, asher gazru hu adavar asher roi lefi chachmasam. Chachamim make a gzeira, and they came up with it. V'yein safek, acher sha'adam hu gamkein enushi, yutar on shom imeher lavo. Because the source of dinim drabanan are in this world, the punishment for violating them is in this world. And it's a natural result. As many say, onesh is not something separate from the act. It flows from the act itself. V'zeki ha'adam asher hu tiv'i, man who is basar v'adam, im hu chata v'davar ha'tiv'i, if we sin from something in this world, she'yizkarei v'la'esh, it's like putting your hand through fire. If I put my hand in fire, I'm going to get burnt. So violating, because fire is something physical, I'm subject to the physical elements. Dinim d'rabbanan are from this world, says the Maharal, and therefore I'm going to get punished in this world. I'm going to get burned. But if I sin in something spiritual, I'm not going to get punished right now in this world, because this world is not that world where the din comes from. If I eat truma in a state of tuma, even though I did a terrible aveira, shatruma kedusha, eino kamo misha chata bedvar mativiyim. It's not like I sinned in the natural world. Ki tekef shadosi desbo ba'esh miyan nisraf ha'etzva. What does it mean nisraf ba'esh? As the Gemara says, if I violate a din drabanan and I get burned, because that's all from this world.
The
onesh comes very fast. And that's what he says by the Gzeiras Chachamim. Here we go. Kasher hu choti b'gzeiras Chachamim. Shem ha-seichel ha-enoshi, it comes from this world. Al zeh ba'a alav ha-onesh miyad. Comes right away. Ki seichel zeh korav elav ba'olam ha-zeh mikor gzeiras Chachamim. Va-choti b'mitzvah sa-Torah. Shem elokiyim onche yoser ba'olam ha-ba'a. The onesh can be in olam ha-ba'a, not in this world. Asher ha-olam ha-ba'u eloki. So really, does it mean that it's worse? It's worse in this world to violate Drabbanans. Poris geta yishchenu nachash, because Drabbanans, you might get punished in this world, and that's more immediate. Ava gavdolini nachet b'olam haba vade onesh ha-mitzvah shi betorah yoser, it's obviously worse, v'kal baka ba'odesh b'mar lava b'olam hazeh ha-gzeres chamim, b'mashu choti b'madrega seichal shu b'olam hazeh. It's all in this world, and that's why mekabal misu mesalik min ha-olam hazeh. That's the Maharal, and he continues here in the Be'er HaGola. Totally different answer than the first one. The first one was that it was just a rejection of the authority of the Rabbanan. That's why in Achamei it is worse. This thing is not really worse. It's worse in this world, because it comes from this world, and that's the problem. The Maharal elsewhere has a different idea. Look at Ner Mitzvah, his Sefer on Chanukah, Chelek Beis. He mentions there in Dibur Maaseh Va'od Da'amrinan. Again, the same question. He talks about this by Chanukah. Chanukah is one of the examples. Upirizeh, he says, if you have a din d'rabbanan that's made to guard something, so once you destroy the guard, then the whole existence of the item it's guarding is going to fall apart. So violating Drabbanan is basically breaking down fences. Breaking down fences, you're showing that you're not interested in guarding the item. And therefore, the whole thing is going to explode. Ki ageder shu nasa l'kiyim u l'shmira v'heim divrei chachamim shem nasa l'siyago l'geder asher kol geder hu shmira v'kiyim v'kasher hu poreitz davar shu l'shmira v'kiyim. When I break the fence, ein lo kiyim, then I don't have any kiyim, I don't have any existence, because I'm destroying what the chachamim created to protect my existence. V'lakachziv yishchenu nachash, ki ha-nachash hevi misa la'olam. V'ha-nachash muchan al zeh be-yoser. V'zehu shaporet ha-gedr shu l'shmiru l'kiyem roi ba'atzmo ala misa li'ozbata l'gamim min ha-olam. If I'm destroying the gedr, so it means that I don't care about any type of existence of the valuable item within the gedr, and therefore I'm going to be punished for that. A third idea. Two more. Another one. If you look at the Masifta, they quote from the Sefer Vayomer Yitzchak. Vayomer Yitzchak. What does the Vayomer Yitzchak say? That Kimatzanu Shekvod Achachamim Yakar Yitzchak Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yosem Yichvodo. Often Hakadosh Baruch Hu puts the kavod of the Rabbanon or Jews ahead of his kavod, even though we put our kavod first. Kimo Yeravim Ben Avot. But Yeravim, the first king of Yisrael, Kasher Hikriv Lavodah Zara Agabay Mizbech. He was bringing a carbon to Avodah Zarah on the Mizbeach, lo evishi yado. Hashem did not punish him at that moment. But the second that Ido Hanavi comes and starts screaming at him, and he stretches out his hand to try to hurt Ido, his hand dries up. Because Yehoshua al-Hanavi v'tibash yado. So why? Because you're taking on one of my Nevi'im? No way. Lachain. That's why Ho'ra al-Divrei Chachamim, shemevazit devreim ha'onesh shelo yoser, me'asher over al-Divrei HaKadosh Baruch Hu atzmam. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has more covet and more focus on the Bnei Yisrael. We have the opposite. We have more covet for him than he has for us. And we each focus on each other. This is quoted by many, Rebbe Levi Yitzchak Mibraditchev. If you look at the first Tosvos Chadashim, which is the commentary on the side of the Mishnayos, in the beginning of Psachim, he quotes there, Yesh lefareish alpi masha noda bekama mekomos, uveprat barashi b'shir ashirim, shekadosh baruch hu mishtabeach hu mispoer es atzmo ba'amo beis Yisrael. Hashem praises and takes pride in beis Yisrael more than he does about his own. Meaning, Kamamar, like the Gemara says at the beginning of Brachas, what does it say in Hashem's tefillin? What does it say in our tefillin? In our tefillin, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. What does it say in Hashem's tefillin? Mika Amcha Yisrael Goyechad Ba'aretz. V'tainuk shel Yisrael Lomar, Shevach shel Hashem Yisbarach Baruch Hu Uvarach Shemo. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. V'inei. So that's why there's a difference between the tefillin. What is this doing there? Pesach versus Chag HaMatzos. We call it, what does the Torah call it first? Hashem calls the seventh-day holiday in Nisan Chag HaMatzos, because Matzah is about how we went into the desert and we had bitachon and left Eich Acharei Bamidbar. But when we say the seventh-day holiday, we call it Pesach, even though really Pesach was only Erev Pesach. But we call it Pesach. Why do we call it Pesach? Because that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us. HaKar Bashigra Pesach Hu Lashon Chanina Kama Marakasim Amartam VePesach Abatei Bnei Yisrael VeChulu. And therefore we focus on calling it Pesach. And Hashem calls it Chag HaMatzos, because he focuses on us. Again, that's the Reb Levi Yitzchak says at the end, that this is from Reb Levi Yitzchak Mibraditchev, the beginning of Tosvos Chadashim, here at the beginning of Psachim. Where else do we have this? We have this by, even in the Torah. In the Torah, you have the Dalid Minim are before the mitzvah of Sukkah, Basukkah Teishu Shivas Yamim, while in Torah Shebal Peh, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi put the first two prakim of Maseches Sukkah about the structure of Sukkah, and then after that he gets into the Lulav HaGazal and the Dalan Minim. Why? The Sukkah is about HaKadosh Baruch Hu who is protecting us in the desert, on the Akavit, Sukkah's Mamish, whatever it is, but that's why Rabbi Yehuda Nasi put Sukkah first, before Dalan Minim. But Dalan Minim symbolized our going out with mitzvos, and we're excited about it. And that's why in the Torah, the Dalad Minim refers before the mitzvah of Sukkah. And there are many other examples. The Klei Yakar says something similar in Parshas Matos, where Hashem tells Moshe to take Nikmas B'nei Yisrael B'midyon, and Moshe turns around and says to B'nei Yisrael, let's take Nikmas Hashem B'midyon. What is the focus? Nikmas Hashem or Nikmas Yisrael? Okay, that's number four. Finally, the fifth and final approach again, we have the Rishonim, the Rabbeinu Yonah, and the Ran, that it's not based just based on taiva, but it's based on a lack of respect for the Rabbanan. It's an attitude. The Baragola, the Maral says, the Rabbanans are created from this world, and therefore the punishment is going to be in this world. It's a more natural, immediate punishment. In their mitzvah, he says, breaking fences show a lack of recognition of the Iker, and therefore the whole Iker is going to fall away. Four, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's makpin on the Rabbanan's covet more than his covet, and we sometimes are just the opposite. Finally, the fifth idea is quoted by the Pardes Yosef in Shmos. Pardes Yosef in Shmos in Parshas Beshalach, Yud Zayin Yud Aleph. He quotes this from one of the his contemporaries, and that is, we know, big sugya, mitzvah srichas kavana, mitzvah zayin srichas kavana, so we paskin chilek. The Radvaz, the Magen Avraham quotes the Radvaz, I think it's Simon Samach, in our Chaim, that by mitzvahs daraisa, we paskin mitzvahs srichas kavana. By mitzvahs darabana, we mitzvahs ain't srichas kavana. So he says, by mitzvah daraisa, somebody can have an excuse. I can't have proper kavana, I can't do it. What do you want from me? Because mitzvahs srichas kavana. By mitzvahs darabanan, it's mitzvahs ain't srichas kavana. So it's automatic, so you don't have any excuse. You don't have any excuse. To be mitzvah daraisa kaim la mitzvah srichas kavana. Al kein yesh la dema masla shein libo mocho shleimim kol kach shiuchal asas bekavana. The odis rachana patre. Avo mitzvah drabanan, dein srichas kavana, lachain chayiv misa. Kiven the mechiyat lasoso b'chol ofan v'lo asa'a. Fascinating. That is the suggestion of the Pardes Yosef. Five ideas about this Gemara and how we work it. Okay, we will stop here. This was Erevin Chaf Aleph.